Project podcast series. It is Chris and LeVar. And
what's up?
Got a lot to talk about this week. Really excited. NBA season back on the grind and everything like that. So kind of look at the week that it's been going down. Milwaukee right now sitting atop number one.
Of course.
And Boston just have a game back, but Boston was right there. Like we said that.
They're going to keep
Boston
going
and Milwaukee are going to fight for that top two.
The whole time.
Philly's going to stay where they are. Cleveland doing good as well. Cleveland's going to stay where they are. It's right now, unless, it's going to be between.
But you know what? Unless the Knicks keep, because Brunson is playing like some crazy basketball right now. He's looking like a true star that the Knicks needed. For I don't know how long now.
They needed that forever.
Like Barrett and Randall.
They needed that forever though.
I don't know what to say about
right
Randall.
Now,
but they needed
somebody
that was a true scorer.
Here's the thing. Chicago, and without, I'm saying this. Chicago can still move up to the play-in.
Okay.
And here's why. Because right now Washington's still out of decline. Mm-hmm. And everyone in Chicago's still balling out. LaVine's still True. Doing it. DeRozan's still doing it. And they still have a system that works.
And it's crazy. I'm saying this because normally I wouldn't say this. This Pat Beverly effect is almost like what Draymond Green does mm-hmm. in Golden State. The man plays crazy defense.
It's insane.
Like, he still gets on my last damn nerve sometimes with his antics. But I can't knock his hustle though.
Even
on the other teams, he played crazy. He might only average like 6 points, 7 points, but he realizes that's not his job. His job is to rebound the ball, mm-hmm. play defense, make good passes, mm-hmm. and that's what he's doing. And that's what he told Zach LaVine, you are not a passer.
No.
You are supposed to put the ball mm-hmm. in the hole at a high level, mm-hmm. and that's what LaVine been doing since he got there.
And then Brooklyn right now, they'll still make it. I think they're a playing team. Because Nick Claxton can't do it himself.
Yeah, they do have a good...
They still have a decent core squad. They still
though.
Have a decent team.
They just got
a
jail.
I think it's just kind of... They're going to drop, but they're still a playoff team. Mm-hmm. That's what's going
to
happen.
Miami can
still move up. I think this is what always happens is what I feel like. Miami is like that. Either they have a really great year... Mm-hmm. Or they're kind of mediocre, but they'll still make the playoffs.
Right, but the thing is, they mediocre get to the playoffs and ball out.
Because they got the vets on their squad that can do it.
But they need Butler to stay healthy, though.
Butler has to stay healthy.
He got to.
Hold on. While we talk about the topic of staying healthy, Jonathan Isaac, for those of you who don't know, Jonathan Isaac was out for 2 years from a torn ACL.
True.
Comes back. Plays 11 games.
And he's out again.
He's out for a season-ending injury.
So
I'm like,
him,
oh my that goodness, dude. Like, that's Greg Oden right
bro,
there.
That's Greg Oden right there.
That's Greg Oden, bro.
Long face Oden.
Oh my gosh.
But the thing is, you know, that's also like Lonzo, man. Lonzo has an injury that's similar, almost similar to what Jay Will was going through, Jason Williams from Duke. And I honestly don't know if he's going to recover from it.
I think
he has nerve damage.
It might. He's out for the rest of the year, but
which is good because you know honestly
the Magic
that,
right now it's
right,
not, they're not
he said that he could probably try to play, but he doesn't want to push it because I mean you don't know what kind of damage you can do for some more just sit out.
But it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the week goes.
Yeah,
you know
that's the
like
East.
You said that the East goes
East
like,
is tough right
the top
now, man.
3 to 4 are probably just going to stay where they're at.
Yeah.
Only way I can see it is if the Knicks move up and the Cavs drop, which I doubt.
And
it's
then
hard.
Miami and Brooklyn.
It's
do
hard.
The
I think Miami can definitely work its way up,
mm-hmm.
but it's going to be close.
Yeah, it is.
We go to the West.
And we go to the West.
Remember we said I'm fine in the West.
Mm-hmm.
We about not to be fine in the West.
I'm just saying.
We got not to be fine because
let me tell you.
I said this back in January. Ja Morant is going to get in trouble for this. And what happened? He's now getting in more trouble.
But the thing is, he got multiple situations. It's not just the one young kid. It's a mall security guard. Hell, it's going to be a bus driver eventually. I don't know. I'm just saying. He has.
Remember when this guy was. I'm not trying to hate, but
ain't no
you
hate,
try to
just
act tough for people who. Don't want to respect you.
Here's my rules.
It's the company that you keep.
But look, I understand keeping to yourself, being yourself. I get that all the way. You're not supposed to change just because you got a little bit of money. But sometimes you got to think. just a little bit if your money is not just a little bit of money. You know what I'm saying? He has a, what, $200 million contract or something like that with Nike? And he's basically taking over Kyrie's shoes, basically, because they look just like Kyrie's. But he's going to lose all this money over flashing a gun. And one, why? No, what you flashing the gun on a 17-year-old? When I know he could have bought it, that 17-year-old. I know he could have. Mm-hmm. I just don't get it. And the thing is, he's 17. He's underage. That's the other part you got to think about. Yes, these little kids, sometimes you want to knock them upside the head.
You want to knock them upside the head.
But when you $400 million deep in money, man, you getting another little kid, knock him in the head. No, don't
you know, that, y'all. You don't know, believe that. Here's the thing. That's me messing around. Here's the thing. I'm going to take this hot take. Mm-hmm. By the end of the year, Sacramento is going to be 2, Phoenix 3. Memphis is going to drop down to maybe 5 or 6.
And shout out to Mike Brown. They said he couldn't coach.
They said he wasn't no good coach. They said he was done.
Right. They said he was done.
Look at him now.
Look at him now. And I'm talking about it's the same team from last year. Nothing's changed from last year.
Literally nothing's changed. They only added what? Sabonis. One addition.
But Sabonis was there last year. He was there last year.
Yeah. He was at the end of last year.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter. You're getting to see what we kind of all saw coming up on the come up.
Yeah.
It was the fact that the Kings, we didn't put their name on it.
Nope.
We didn't show them any respect. Mm-mm. But look at them now. Hell. And I knew this, and I figured that this King, I might have doubted the Kings team, but I knew they were going to be a playoff team.
Yo, Harrison,
from the way that they looked like a good playoff team.
Because Harrison Barnes is playing
great basketball,
right? And Darren Fox, Mike Brown told Darren Fox that you are, you know, a star in this NBA. And now Darren Fox is believing it. He's taking over, man. He's fast like he was in Kentucky still. What? It was Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's hauling ass down the court. Nobody can keep up with him, man. I'm just saying, Sacramento's looking real good.
I think Sacramento will move up to 2. No one's going to catch Denver right now. It's too far.
But
Phoenix can move up.
Yeah.
With Durant's there, he had, I think, 21 points in 20-something minutes. Yep. It's still pretty good.
You know what I mean? I think it was all precise shooting. No BS.
Golden State, you know, everyone got to be healthy.
Well, first of all, I'm going to leave Golden State out of it. Only reason why is because Golden State's going to always be in the top 6.
Always going to be in the top 6.
The thing is, if they're healthy, they're definitely the number 2 team in the West. If they're healthy.
Dallas, I think they're floating with here. I think they're floating on the line by the 6-7.
Here's why.
Because we don't know who's going to run that team.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know how the chemistry is going to fit throughout the rest of the year.
True.
And I think the numbers are going to show that you paid a lot for not a great, what could eventually be a downfall for the rest of the year.
The thing that can hurt them is if the role players or the other guys decide that, you know, because they're not getting the shots that they used to, that they don't want to play as hard.
No.
And that can affect them. Now, my thing is, if I'm in the NBA, I'm always going to try to play as hard as I can. I don't give a damn about that stuff. But because you got one of the 2 best scorers on the court. My thing is, if Kyrie and Luka is doing what they're doing now, just making people look like they never played basketball or defense before, hell, I wouldn't be surprised if they move up past Golden State. Wouldn't be surprised.
I think it'll be interesting to see if they can. It's just that is that chemistry going to hold the rest of the year? And I'm hesitant. I want to say yeah. I want to believe it can.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you don't know how the rest of the year will go. I think Luka has always been established as the new face ever since Dirk left.
True.
They want to have, and I think Dallas has always been the spotlight for international stars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when Dirk came in, before Dirk, there was really nobody.
What was the little point guard name, man? Can't remember his name.
Who was with Dirk?
He came right when Dirk came.
But that was Nash, though.
I'm not talking about Nash, though. it was another point guard they had, and he came right after Nash, because he came from, like, not Phoenix, he came from San Antonio or something like that.
Wasn't it Jason? No, it wasn't Terry.
No, he's Filipino.
Can't remember his name. Oh, it wasn't Parker. No.
Because I remember when Bynum hit him in the chest when he
was going
for the layup.
Trying
to take him out.
Oh my gosh, I know who you're thinking.
And he was a straight up shooter. Can't remember his name. That's crazy.
That's going. Wow,
we gotta figure that out.
I can see it now.
You can see the layup and everything.
I can see the layup and I can see the Bynum hit, but I cannot see.
Right.
What was his name?
No, we'll figure it out.
No, wasn't it JJ Barea?
Bam.
Wasn't it Barea? That's who I'm thinking. It was I'm thinking it. Barea sounds very familiar. Yep,
that's him.
Because I'm like, he was a shooter though. But he was a legit guard. But I think at that time, the team was still mainly Dirk. It was still Dirk's team. Yeah. But now I think Luka has taken over that. And true. It's still tough because Kyrie's still a very much household name in the NBA. Mm-hmm. How that dynamic is going to work.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then you're looking at the rest. Listen, I think
I just gotta say this, as a basketball player and a shooter, I like to call myself, you know, I try. For Russell to sit there and let a man back up to the dotted lines and not at least step in and take a jump shot, I am baffled.
So,
man,
for those of you who don't know, they were playing the Warriors, weren't they?
Yeah.
Clippers were playing against the Warriors. Draymond went all the way basically to the paint.
To the dotted line.
He said, "You got it, man. You take that shot.
Don't even try to go to the free throw line, take a floater, a little free. None of that, man. Oh my gosh.
It wasn't even close. Do you think with Russ going to the Clippers, will they drop more? Because here's how I see it. The Lakers still have a chance at 10. I think even the Blazers can move up to even 10 and go over the Lakers.
Yeah, they're going
to
go over the Lakers.
I think Blazers can go over the Lakers. They can squeeze into that 9-10. Lakers are going to be really tough.
I don't think the Clippers are going to drop, though.
I think the Pelicans will. If it's healthy.
If they're healthy, that's the question.
The Jazz... Ooh, it's tough.
You know, at first it wasn't. In the beginning of the season.
Yeah, but they still have Donovan.
You know, right now they're playing decent basketball.
But they're not stellar.
They're beatable.
That's why you could see them drop more.
Right.
The irony is the Thunder are still in the hunt.
And the thing is, what was it? Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. When he went down, that's what hurt.
Why it's... If he hadn't gone down, they would still have...
He goes down, and Giddy comes back.
Yeah.
And start balling. And now, what? You know, but... I don't know, man.
Still have a chance, but...
I don't think the Lakers will make the playoffs.
It's going to be tough. I think it's going to be really tough.
I hate to say it like
move
that.
Move them back up.
But Davis
Portland can still... Portland has a more chance to make it than anybody
else. That's what I'm saying. If they're healthy. It's a
matter of perspective.
Right.
Next up on the topic, we're heading towards March Madness.
Getting close to that March Madness.
It's getting close to March Madness. We have conference tournament plays.
Yes, sir.
I want to shout out to everyone who has been on the show, who are in conference tournament play. Shout out to y'all. Good luck to y'all in conference.
Yes.
I wish y'all the best of luck and hopefully be able to catch y'all on the NCAA tournaments, whether you're Division 1, 2, 3, or even the JUCO circuit. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely going to be trying to watch each and every one of y'all out there. Wish y'all the best of luck moving forward.
Wait, March Madness, baby.
So, on the bubbles, we have the last four in right now are Mississippi State, Nevada, Wisconsin, and Penn State. For the last four in.
Which is, I'm going to be honest, I don't remember the last time I've seen Penn State
as a last four.
Well, I don't know. I don't never see them really in basketball. I see them in football.
Well, they've been like that. They're asleep. They're not a high team.
How about we go to the four that's out?
First four out.
But how about we go to that? Yeah, exactly.
North Carolina and Michigan.
Not just North Carolina, Michigan, and Arizona State.
First.
What in the hell, yo? What happened?
Remember when?
Last four buys. Am I really
USC,
looking at this correct,
Boise
man?
State, that's West Virginia, and
Boise State.
It also says West Virginia. Not to hate on West Virginia.
And West Virginia. They must have took the football team and started playing basketball.
But remember when Auburn was like a top two last
top,
year?
Top two or three,
they were
a
top two or three, like, right there. And USC was also like a top team this year.
Yeah.
What happened? They started, both those started the year strong. USC started top 15 this past year.
The first four out is tripping me out. The next four out has me blasted, except for Charleston. Except for Charleston.
Clemson.
Clemson and Oregon.
I can see Oklahoma State is it's tough too.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's just,
except for the Charleston, I expect, you know, because really I'm surprised they're up there.
No, they're usually a contender, at least for conference titles.
Yeah, but that's
Clemson still has a chance. Really. I think Clemson still has a definite chance. However, they do in the ACC tournament. It just depends on how far they get.
Right.
It's the same. I mean, every team has a legitimate chance.
And UNC beat the hell out of us, UVA. And
they're still a first four out. They're still a first four out.
That's crazy, yo.
So looking at the brackets right now, we're looking at the 16 and 11 seeds. So 16s would be Howard, FDU, Morehead State, and Alcorn State.
Wow, Howard and Morehead State, yo.
We're seeing some HBCUs in
right,
there.
Right, that's crazy,
yo. Then you have Nevada, Penn State, Mississippi, Wisconsin as the 11s. Mm-hmm. And then you go into the South. You have Alabama as a one seed. So going over the one seeds, we have Alabama, we have Purdue, we have Kansas and Houston, which are
expected.
Houston's still the all favorite to win it. I think Kansas is right there. Purdue's a slight, but Alabama, number one basketball.
That's crazy.
Like,
How about we shout out TCU for their sports program this whole
year?
for man sports, let me say. Because
national title game and now
top five,
maybe in even college. Top seven in men's hoops. Like, they're doing really well.
They are.
You have Providence and Rutgers looking strong. Northwestern.
Hofstra is always up there, yo.
Marquette's top now.
Yeah, that's Furman.
Really, it's hard. Haven't seen that one since the Jimmy Butler. Jimmy Butler went to Marquette, right?
No,
Wayne went to Marquette. Kentucky, USC, Baylor, Kennesaw State. I thought Jimmy Butler went to Marquette.
He might have.
I thought he did go to Marquette.
You can research. Continue.
I know some things.
You do.
I know. I might not know a lot, but I do know some things. You know, it's rare, but you know, sometimes I'm right. Sometimes I'm right.
Where the hell did he go? Oh, no.
Wikipedia.
Huh?
He might have been.
This is TGC. TJC.
He went to JUCO?
Yeah.
I could have swore he went.
Oh.
Higher up.
I
know some things.
Yep.
See, I do know some things.
Good job,
Marquette.
Good job, brother.
Score one on the board.
Yeah.
To LeVar's like 50.
You stupid.
I'm still.
You stupid.
I got one right. I might only get one right. That's the one right for the year.
I don't think it's that much.
That's the one right for the year. We got Purdue and
Oral,
you know,
Roberts.
They're always the. You always find it funny.
Bro, that name. I mean, they always up there somehow, but.
The fact that Oral Roberts, if we make the joke, Oral Roberts is like a renowned, like, minister, preacher,
right,
and all that.
Yeah, that just was. They couldn't have named it O-R, you know, university or something like
Ork.
That. Ork. Ork, right.
Ork. Ork. UConn, Toledo, Duke. Duke lower than I thought, but Duke and UNC are still in those, like, how is the new coach
at
going
least
to do?
Duke is there.
UNC is the first four out.
But they beat
Iowa, Boise State, Texas number two, mm-hmm.
and
East Washington. No, I'm thinking of another team. We already went through those. Kansas, TAMU,
Community College. I don't know what that CCD
is. I don't know. Is it community college?
I don't know.
I have to look that one up.
Let me say, if a community college
is not
got March Madness, I don't know, yo.
It's like UMBC.
Let's see who that means, though.
Or is it Texas A? No, it's Corpus Texas A&M Corpus Christi.
Okay, I feel bad.
I figured it was TAMU. I'm like, Texas A&M makes sense. Yeah. But it's a Corpus Christi campus, not the actual campus, not the other campus. Yale, 13. The Ivy's in there. Xavier, number 4. I think they're dropping. Like, they're not. VCU. Imagine VCU make that another run like they did.
Like last year?
No,
I'm sorry, not last year.
The Shaka Smart year. The Shaka Smart year. When they went to the Final Four.
Man, my thing
Richmond went.
VCU's had a good basketball program for a while.
For a while. Gonzaga, here's the thing. I don't think Gonzaga will go far. I think they will make the round of 32. Bro, and then drop.
I've talked so much trash about Gonzaga every year for like the last 4 years because I'd be like, they're just hype and then they bust everybody's ass. So but like, I'm just going to not say anything. I'm just going to wait until they get knocked out.
Not going to say nothing.
Not going to say anything about Gonzaga.
Texas A&M, Pittsburgh, UCLA, the Bruins, and then Youngstown State. Always, have the sleeper teams. Mm-hmm. Houston, UNC Asheville, Maryland, Arkansas, Iona, Virginia, 4. Pretty good.
And the thing is, listen, this is our problem. We play these schools that we've never seen before, like Utah Valley.
And they beat
the crap out of us. UVA, I need you to get past the first and second rounds of this March Madness.
We need to get rid of that UMBC embarrassment.
Man, they came out, and when I say they... They weren't even tall, man. They were just strong as hell. They beat the crap out of us.
They shot over UVA. The shooting percentage was high.
I know.
San Diego State, Mississippi State, bad 11,
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, the Badgers. Arizona, UC Irvine, Michigan State, NC State, Kansas State, and Vermont. So, it'll be interesting to see moving forward what the final bracket will see.
Keep going. Going to get
that was the one we
Miss Creighton. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Creighton hasn't been like that since who am I thinking of? The one, it wasn't Jeremy Fredette,
it wasn't Adam Morrison.
No, it wasn't because he was a shooter at Creighton. I can't think of his name.
Oh my gosh, here we go again
because you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's a hell of a shooter, man. It's not Fredette, though.
It's not Fredette, because he went to BYU.
Right.
Now we gotta go to the internet, guys. Gotta go back to the internet because we're gonna think of it. Because I can think of his name right now. But Creighton at 5, it hasn't been that high in a while. Just basketball players.
Dougie McD.
Yo, I thought it was.
He was a straight up shooter,
gosh,
too.
Doug McDermott.
Kyle Korver went there also.
Well, I mean, yeah, Kyle Korver. I remember that because he gave like an inauguration, but Kyle Korver probably
had
one of the
some
best
crazy
shooters,
man. They had McDermott and Kyle Korver. Golly.
Yeah.
So anyway.
We'll be so we're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. When we come back, we have our one-on-one Hooper profile with UTSA men's basketball star Jaffe Medor. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the Hoop Jack podcast series, guys. And today for our one-on-one Hooper profile, we have a very special guest, a member of the UTSA men's basketball program. We have Jaffe Medor. Jaffe, it's great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me, man. It's a pleasure.
So, coming into UTSA, you're coming into your senior year, and actually, senior night's just one. You guys play Charlotte. What's kind of going through your head, kind of looking back on the basketball career that you've had leading up to senior night?
So with this is a little tricky because I do still have 2 years of eligibility left.
Oh.
So yeah, so but besides that, I'm looking forward, like, from where I came from and the path I took to getting here is it's just been different. Like, going from prep to JUCO, from being a walk-on in JUCO my freshman year, and then got the COVID year. And from there, I stayed another year at at Santa Fe. And then from there, I went to HCC. And, like, from HCC, I just kept building myself and getting better and getting in the gym, getting shots up, watching film, developing in any aspect possible. And from there, it led me here. But throughout the season, we had an up and down season. It's been a little rough. Not what we thought we're gonna have, but we're starting to look a little bit more promising, where everything's coming a little bit more together. So coming into this game, we're really excited because it's another test for us before we go into the conference tournament.
Yeah, with Conference USA tournament just happening in 1 week, I know that you guys have to get ready for that and everything. And talking about having to play college ball through COVID, like you said, you went through Santa Fe and Hillsborough in the COVID year and everything like that. How were you able to kind of overcome and still able to train and perform and kind of stay within the zone of making sure that your mental health was okay during the COVID years?
Throughout the COVID year, it was pretty big. You know, you had to stay healthy throughout the year and try to stay out of COVID harm. And I ended up getting it after I went home in December. So with that, I stayed in. I was home. I was bed rest for 2 weeks. And after that, after quarantine, it was pretty much back to the work. So, but throughout, like, the experience, it was a good experience because it was challenging at one point in that aspect. And it was a good experience because it showed you, like, life beyond like just hooping. It's like your mental state, your body. You have to take care of a lot of stuff, your health. So going throughout the COVID year, it was a good experience for me, and it developed me a lot because you stayed in more, you watched a lot more film than you would, and you stayed away from a lot of distractions. There was no partying, there's no clubbing, there's none of that. So it was just strictly basketball and do your schoolwork.
Absolutely. And I know that it kind of gets you out of a rotation that you're not used to with the college life and all of that. But like you said, you're still able to maintain the workouts, training, and just practicing on film, really, and everything like that to stay kind of focused on the game itself.
Yep. It's just like you see a lot of stuff. Like, it opens your eye up on the things that you wouldn't see if you're just going through the motions. You actually have to pay attention to details and do what you do to develop your game, especially at a JUCO level, where next choice is either you're done with basketball or you're going NAIA D2, D1, but there's no more JUCO after that. So that's like a little cushion that you had, and it was really the last chance to do anything after that. So COVID did definitely help out a lot.
So, like you said, that you still have two years of eligibility left, correct?
Correct. It's either I have one or two. So this year is technically my junior year, and then I have my senior next year, and then a grad year after that.
And you would still want to stay at UTSA, kind of still play with them?
For sure. I feel like UTSA is home, and being out here in San Antonio is dope out here, so.
So, like you said, the path that you kind of took, I see you're from Lake Worth, Florida, correct?
So I'm from Wellington, Florida. I just graduated my senior year at Lake Worth.
Okay. And then, like, the path you took, like you said, Santa Fe, and then Hillsborough, and then finally at UTSA. What was the kind of the grind like for challenges? Like going through the JUCO circuit and the community college, because I know that you can't hoop. I'm saying that the paths are always, you know, every level people want to show out. Everybody wants to get that chance to be able to stand out.
So with JUCO, it's tough with JUCO. So, but before I get to even JUCO aspect, so I did go prep from DME. I went to DME. From DME, I was a walk-on at Santa Fe. And that experience, like, I wanted to stay home. I wanted to stay closer to home in Florida and be closer to my family members. And just the experience when I went prep, it was just strictly basketball. Try to get better, keep your head down, and try to do it as good as possible. So going in as a walk-on at Santa Fe, I just thought about just staying there and keeping my head down and work my way into getting a scholarship. And throughout that year, first 10 games, I didn't start. But I was playing a decent role in the program, and I ended up earning a starting position. And that same day I ended up starting, I ended up fracturing and dislocating my wrist versus Palm Beach State. And it was kind of it was one of those moments where you had to learn from, but I was just trying to prove a point. And when I went up for the putback dunk, I ended up landing on my wrist. My leg got caught on one of my teammates, and ended up landing on my wrist, a fracture and dislocating it. So from there, I sat out for 3 months. And after that, that pretty much summed my year up. It was pretty much season-ending injury, and I ended up earning a scholarship to come back. And from there, I ended up going back, and we had a good team, promising team, and got in. We wanted to play. We wanted to win. And just around that time is when COVID happened. So it was tough on us. We had to take tests, do this, do that. But the process with JUCO, I always tell everybody, people that you're playing against wants the same thing that you want or even more. And you can't let the person in front of you, guarding you or beside you, stop you from getting what you want to get or getting you where you want to be. So at all costs, you just got to do whatever it takes by any means possible.
Absolutely. And you're making a name for yourself, just the path that you've had to take and then just moving through COVID. I know being a college athlete through COVID and even JUCO and all that can be stressful, but it's good to see that you've pushed through and you've made it through to playing at the Division I level. The hard work has paid off.
Yep. You know, it's still not done yet. You know, journey's never done. You're never satisfied. You always want to do what's better for you. And it was a great journey to get me here. And from here, it's just getting better. And, of course, everybody's childhood dream is to go play professional. But sometimes when you dream about it, some people don't put the perspective in going to get it. And everybody's dream is to go to professional, but that's my goal.
And you still got a year or two to get that opportunity. And if that opportunity, say, I know the dream is the NBA, but even if the G League or even overseas was an opportunity for you to take, would you take it?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of professional players that's out there that's not in the NBA, and that is best of the best. So it's a route. It's just like taking another route. Just like going JUCO, and from JUCO you go to D1, D2, D3, wherever it takes you. And going overseas is not a bad move. Going to the G League is not a bad move. There's always more to it. So
absolutely. And with the NCAA now allowing student athletes to profit with name, image, and likeness with the NIL, you've actually gotten the opportunity to reach out to a few brands. I see Top Floor Apparels. Is that a company that you know personally, a part kind of like to want to talk about?
So it's funny, Top Floor Boys is actually me and my homeboys, Brian Williams apparel company. And kind of started off in 2018 when we're out in West Palm at private runs, and it kind of just got to, we kind of said the saying, and ever since then, Top Floor Boys just been a part of our DNA ever since then. And we've just been trying to focus on school and basketball right now. And during the off season, we build the apparel company. So
that's good.
So, yeah.
And I also see that you partnered with Boosted Biz as well to kind of get the name out there as well. Top Floor Boys. And yep. The logo's really cool. Just the basketball with the angel, with the wings.
Yep. Boosted Biz, they look out for a lot of student athletes out there. So it's a great company and great collaboration with them. Nothing but the best. And it also helps me. It gives me a chance to stay and focus on my own basketball career while they're taking over the aspect of the apparel company. As in, when the season's over, I could get back onto my feet and actually start pushing it myself. I always wear Top Floor Boys everywhere. That's just who I am. And I always told people to fill up my closet before I help you guys out. You feel me? Because you're, at the end of the day, you're your biggest advertisement, yourself. So
absolutely. That's all you can. And like we said, we talked about life after basketball. And you guys, you know, this year, it may not have been a great year, 9-21. But I know that there's only one way to go, and that's up. So I know next year, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys do amazing things next year, improve, and go up as high as you can.
For sure, for sure. We still can't count us out yet, but
no,
we
I'm still not.
Got to, no, I know.
I just know that, and especially with the conference USA tournament coming up, anything can happen.
Yep, for sure. You know, there's been a lot of upsets over the past couple of years, so.
Absolutely. And my last question to you is, what advice would you give to the next generation of basketball players looking to make their way to the college level, worried about how much of a grind it can be, and especially with balancing sports and school? What advice would you give to them?
My advice personally, like, it's more than like basketball. You know, like, you have like a lot of like people would say like, okay, like, it's just, if I'm good enough, I'll be okay. But a lot of coaches look at you, at your personality, who you are, what you can bring to the team, basketball, like what kind of character you are, stuff like that. So I always tell you, like, everybody's watching. No matter who you cross in front of, just know, like, that could be a door that would open up for you, you know, like, and you just don't realize it. That could be someone that opened up a door down the line or down the road, and you wouldn't even know. But like, you can't burn your bridges. Don't ever burn your bridges. Stay focused. You know, school is hard when it gets to college, but if you're able to knock out your homework on a Monday before it's due on a Sunday, or use it on a Monday, Tuesday, if you're able to get ahead. Don't procrastinate. Stay in the gym. Just live in the gym. It's big, especially throughout the year. And one thing I'd like to say as well is just take care of your body. You don't realize it, but your body deteriorates a lot when you play a lot of the games. So you got to take care of your body. Use your body. Your body should be a temple for you. That's your temple. You just got to take care of it.
Absolutely, man. I want to thank you, Jay, for taking the time to come on the show. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in the Conference USA tournament next week. And, you know, I'll make sure to keep my tabs on you, my man, for the future. I hope to see big things from you, my man.
Appreciate you, my guy. Appreciate you. Thank you for having me. And hopefully the future holds big things for me as well. Like, and hopefully the future holds big things for you as well, too. I see you.
Thank you, man. We'll be right back with more Hoop Jack, guys. So stay tuned.
And welcome back, guys. So I want to thank Jafe for taking the time to come on the show. If you guys want to check him out, UTSA, and then his journey that he's had, make sure to keep in touch with him.
Yes.
You can also check out his products with Top Floor Apparels and his work with Boosted Biz as well. Top Floor, great guy and great company, and make sure I see the best things for him in the future. So I thought this would be fun. We did a fun little draft last week, so I thought this would be fun this week. We have all 32 NBA teams right here on the list.
Okay,
we're gonna go each team. Mm-hmm. We're gonna say who would you classify as the best franchise player for that team.
Bet.
So we'll go through each franchise, and we'll think who was the best player for that franchise
right now. Like, right?
No, all time.
All time.
All time.
Oh,
all time.
Okay.
Atlanta Hawks. I'm going Dominique.
Dominique
Wilkins. Yeah, it's not even close.
Right.
It's like not even close. Boston Celtics.
Larry Bird.
Ooh. You're not going Bill Russell?
The reason why I'm not going Bill Russell's, as I repeat, I wasn't able to see him like I was able to see Larry Bird or like Havlicek or, you know, any of those people before. Even though, you know, they were the ballers, I still would franchise Larry Bird for – you know, the way he played basketball. I mean, he basically was like, he was dominant with right. his left hand. So
this is a tough one. The Nets. We'll classify New Jersey too as the Nets.
Oh, okay. So we classify.
We classify New Jersey because that was the original area.
Then this is before a lot of people's times, and he had a short life. But Drazen Petrovic, yo.
Oh, Petrovic, yeah.
No, he even Jordan said that he couldn't stop him. That's like I said, before people's time, you gotta look him up,
you
yo.
You gotta look him up. That's way before people's time.
Way. One of the most pure shooters.
Hornets will go Charlotte and New Orleans.
They do two different?
Because they were, because at one time they were the New Orleans Hornets.
Right.
And they were the Charlotte Hornets. We're not ever counting the Bobcats ever in our lifetime.
Okay.
I would never count them because that's not existing. We'll go Charlotte and New Orleans because we're, we can do. New Orleans will leave as the Pelicans/Hornets.
Okay, Charlotte, we'll do that.
We'll do that because Charlotte will make all time. So
how about Charlotte Hornets/Bobcats?
God, there's nobody on that Bobcats team that I would ever, if they're the losingest franchise, if they're the losingest team in franchise history, I've never had anybody on that team. Yeah.
Okay.
I had nobody on that team. You said
Charlotte, right?
Yeah. Gosh, I think... I think around that time you're thinking Glenn Rice, you're thinking Muggsy Bogues.
But you gotta say franchise though. You can't pick them all because it's also Larry Johnson.
I'd probably go Larry Johnson.
But you gotta understand, Lonzo Mourning was there too.
But who are you more with though? I'm thinking
me.
I go Larry Johnson.
You go Larry Johnson.
I go Larry Johnson.
And the reason why I'm going to say Larry Johnson also is because Glenn Rice didn't keep that one his
he
first
wasn't,
game.
That's,
his first team with Miami.
Right.
So,
but I think Larry Johnson, for Charlotte. Bulls, Michael, not even close.
Right.
Cleveland, LeBron.
Yep.
Not even close. Dallas, I'm going Dirk. Denver.
Even though.
Who would? Oh, wait! Before
damn
we go
Jason
back,
Jason Kidd, man.
That
Jason Kidd.
That's close.
That young Jason Kidd
was
the truth,
great,
man.
But that team wouldn't be that team without Dirk. I think that
organization
wouldn't be anything without Dirk.
Yeah, I guess you gotta leave. You gotta have Dirk.
You gotta have Dirk.
So, yeah. All right.
Denver. That's tough.
All right.
Denver's
so for
tough
me,
there's a lot.
Yo.
No,
for
there's
me,
a lot.
Because you got Mutombo.
You got
Joker.
You got Melo.
You got Melo. Oh, my God.
You got AI. You got JR. No,
just,
not JR. But
I just hurt myself because I forgot about fucking Melo, yo.
There's so many that
you. But you know what? Mine's Abdul Raouf, yo. AKA Chris Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yo.
Muhammad Abdul.
You have stories. You have NBA players telling stories of this catch right now.
That man was a menace.
Because of this, because of his disability, he had Tourette's. Because of his Tourette's, he would shoot the ball and then reshoot it if he felt like if it felt wrong. His Tourette's would tick if it was the wrong shot. So this man perfected his shot so much because of his Tourette's. He would shoot. Let's say if he go to the gym, he's trying to shoot 500 shots. He end up shooting like 12 to 1300 because of his Tourette's. Even if the shot went in. Hit Tourette's and make him.
He needed the perfect outfit.
Yeah. I can't go.
I want to go Mohamed Abdul Raouf.
Okay.
But it's. Oh, gosh. If it's not him, I'm going to pick him. Mm-hmm. But if I hadn't thought of him.
It's got to be Melo.
Gosh, it's got to be Melo.
That's why.
It's
got to
be Melo. Jokic will one day be there.
Yeah, he's.
But
I think he's young right now. That's the reason why
I say.
Jokic.
Give him more time, he'll bump up to the top
player. If he do this for another 3 to 4 years.
But I think.
If he's a solid player for three to four years.
I don't think it's even close. The Pistons. There's a few.
It's a few.
There's
a
few, but I'm going Isaiah.
When I see the Pistons, I'm going
Isaiah
Thomas. Yep.
Next in line, I'm going either Chauncey or Rip. Right behind Isaiah.
Chauncey Billups.
I go Chauncey.
Yeah.
Because. Without Chauncey, you're not winning
a
title.
But Rip did what he did in Detroit. He did the same thing in freaking Washington.
Yeah.
He's still the same basketball player.
Golden State.
Now, listen, people don't know the history of the Golden State.
There's more to it than what it is. It's so many
different people that played for Golden State, like Tim Hardaway.
You had Chris Mullins.
You had Baron Davis.
Oh my gosh,
you had Steven Jackson.
We believe. Golden State
team. It's so many players that played for Golden State, but I cannot not pick Curry.
You can't pick Curry. I gotta pick Curry.
I have to.
I know you can't.
I gotta pick Curry.
The way right behind him, I'm putting. Oh gosh.
It's only because you got Billy Owens. But you, like you said.
Gosh, it's so.
When I think of Golden State, it's either Curry
or
Tim Hardaway. But the thing is, Tim Hardaway also did that in Miami.
Yeah.
So
I go with Curry.
It's gotta be Curry.
Houston, I'm going Olajuwon. Yeah. I'm going Rockets. I'm going Olajuwon.
I don't think there's no other.
Pacers, I'm going Reggie.
Reggie Miller.
The Clippers.
Okay, now hey, is there history about the Clippers also? The Clippers have some good basketball players.
You can either, if you want to go current, you go Blake Griffin. If you want to go back, I'm going by McAdoo.
Or Danny Manning. Danny Manning or McAdoo. But I'm going to go Chris Paul.
You're going to,
without that, the Clippers wouldn't have been shit.
I'm going to save Chris Paul for later.
Right, he can have many options here.
Yeah, I'm going to save Chris Paul for later. It's Bob McAdoo or Blake Griffin, but I'm going
Chris
Blake.
Chris Paul and Charlotte also?
I'll tell you where I'm going to pick Chris Paul in a minute.
Charlotte,
but,
man.
God, the Clippers, I'm going to go Blake. Because that time in Lob City, he was the
man. Who was throwing the lobs?
Yeah,
Chris Paul, yo.
If you put any other guard there, you could have thrown it up at that time.
I don't know, man.
I don't know.
Not the way Lakers, man, Paul was saying.
This is
up.
A tough one. The Lakers.
No, it's not a tough one.
You're going Kobe?
It's really.
It's Kobe or Magic?
Oh, shit, it is.
It's a tough one. You got a few. You got Kobe. You got Magic.
You got Will.
You got Kareem. You got Shaq. You got so many options.
Man, let's leave the Lakers out of this shit. But I don't know if you saw that shit, but I lost four brain cells.
You were like, oh, this is going to be quick. I was like, wait, I forgot who was there.
God damn, man.
There's so many stars. You got so.
Bro, I don't
Here's
know
the
who
thing.
Pick.
Let's I got,
just pick a starting five.
You could.
Let's just pick
at
a five.
At that point,
bro.
You're picking a starting five.
Yeah.
That's at that point.
Bro, let's just pick a five.
You got, because even Elgin Baylor could be up there
know,
if you wanted to.
But
he's on another level. It's so hard, bro. If I had to pick one at all.
I can't pick one.
You have to. You got to pick one.
It's fucking impossible. It's really impossible,
Here's the thing,
bro.
You pick one, either people are going to love you or people are going to question your points.
Either way.
Me.
Go ahead.
I'm going to say it.
Okay.
I'm going to say Magic. I'm going to say Magic. Here's why. Kobe did amazing things for the Lakers. But here's the thing. What Magic did at that time was unparalleled
to everything else
in the NBA. You no look passes. The way he set everything up. Showtime was him.
And the thing is,
he brought Showtime.
You're absolutely right. And the thing is, now that I'm thinking, it's other people can go in different places. So I'm glad of that. So yes, I'm with you on Magic.
I didn't put Kobe there, but I think about this. Magic made Showtime happen.
Listen, it's either Magic or Kobe.
It's Magic or Kobe.
We know this is either Magic or Kobe. We're not saying Kobe couldn't be a franchise player. It's just hard.
Memphis, I'm picking Zach Randolph.
Picking Zach Randolph?
Zach Randolph. Either I'm picking him or I'm picking Marc Gasol. There's a few. You can go Mike Conley. You can go Zach Randolph. You can go...
I'm picking Zach Randolph because Dwayne Wade
made that Miami team.
See, that's my thing.
No, Dwayne Wade. Okay, you have you can't say any other player than Dwayne Wade.
That's what I'm saying.
Who are you gonna argue?
Mine was Glenn Rice.
No, it's
but
not.
They had a squad. Glenn
Do
Rice
you
is
think,
a,
hold on. Do you think Miami, if Dwayne Wade was
championship wise,
Dwayne Wade was not there when he, no. if Dwayne Wade had the biggest impact on the Miami team. He won it with Shaq. Yeah. He won it with LeBron.
Yeah.
Take Dwayne Wade out of that situation, would they have won those championships? No, they won them. Dwayne Wade was Mr. Miami.
You know what? Yeah,
Dwayne Wade was Mr. Miami.
I accept that one. And now, this is what I was talking about. Milwaukee.
No.
Now I pick Kareem. Now I pick Kareem because
Wilt was there.
Kareem won his championship with Milwaukee.
He did.
He won. I
think you could go Kareem or you go Oscar Robertson. Giannis will eventually be there, but I might go Kareem.
Once again, he's young. So
it's hard. I pick Kareem. Giannis at three, Oscar at two, Kareem's number one on that list.
Yep.
Minnesota. Garnett.
Who else?
No, Kevin Garnett.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no one else.
I'm trying to think.
Right now,
I'm trying to go old school.
Nobody else.
Oh shit, it was
Latrell Sprewell.
No, it was though.
Who?
Isaiah Ryder. Because let me tell you, even Garnett said there was no player like Isaiah Ryder. Isaiah Ryder at one point for 4 to 5 years was averaging damn near over close to 30 points a game, and he was eating Kobe ass up, yo, for breakfast, yo. So
I'm sticking with Kevin Garnett.
I mean, you got to get the big ticket.
I'm still sticking with Kevin
Garnett. That's why we didn't put him in Boston.
Yeah. Pelicans, that's where I go Chris Paul. Because that's where he started.
He started as a Pelican.
Okay. No, he started as a Hornet in New Orleans.
I mean, I know what you're talking about.
And I think if they
did better,
but that team wouldn't have made it without him.
Yeah, no, that's what I said. It is Chris Paul on that one.
Here we go with the Knicks.
Fuck me.
No. It's Patrick Ewing.
I'm thinking
Patrick Ewing is the only name right there.
That everybody knows that he's a Knick.
Other than the fact that he got denied Madison Square Garden privileges.
Him and Oakley.
Do you have identification? I'm in the Raptors.
I know I got something up somewhere in here that's mine.
In the Raptors. Hell,
that kid's wearing my shoes right now.
He's wearing a Patrick Ewing Knicks jersey. Ewing,
right.
What else do you need?
Fucking stupid.
Okay, this one. It's the Thunder, but I'm adding the Supersonics. Supersonics are the original team, but I'm adding.
We're going to have to separate the two, bro.
No, you really want to separate the two? All right, Seattle. Sean Kemp.
Gary Payton.
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Bro, even without the glove, Sean Kemp wouldn't have been able to do
most of
that shit.
You're telling me that Sean Kemp was not the baddest man on the planet at that time?
Was the best defender in the league.
I know he was Defensive Player of the Year.
This shit is tough. But okay.
We can both argue ours because they're both great.
Yeah, they're both great.
And one couldn't have been good without the other.
Yeah, that is true.
If Gary Payton had no one else allowed to at that time, that no one had passed you other than Sean Kemp, and Sean Kemp was a bad man in the paint.
If they didn't have that to shrimp, they shoot that little shot, get their little 12, 13 points.
All right, and the Thunder, Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
If you want to argue Russell Westbrook because he stayed, you can. But Kevin Durant's the only one who won MVP with them.
Yeah.
Eventually, it'll probably be Shea. Yeah. Julius Alexander.
Orlando. Magic? Oh,
no.
It's two.
No.
It's two. It's two in Orlando, bro. It's two for
me.
You already know who two I'm going to say.
Oh, my gosh.
You already know who the two I'm going to say. I look like one of the cats. I look like one of the dudes that used to play for the damn team.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm a little fatter now, but I used to look like him.
There's only one.
Who is that?
What are your two?
Shaq and Penny.
Okay. If you say anybody other than Shaq, we have a problem.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
If you say anybody, I give you Shaq and Penny. No, that's the only two.
Yeah,
the only one. There's not really a third you can argue at that time because you could argue that Magic team that went to the finals, but they were without Dwight. You had nothing. But I'm not. Dwight's maybe third at that time. He was third. Maybe fourth.
I don't even remember that team.
But I barely remember that team. The Lakers smacked them. Yeah. I remember that. 76ers.
Here we go with this shit again. It's Dr. J. I can see for you is Dr. J.
Who are you gonna argue?
Iverson, bro. Iverson went to the playoffs.
I might give you Iverson to that degree. Had he not been on that team, because there's nobody else other than maybe Mutombo, and that's it.
Nobody else
on that team.
Eric Snow and Aaron McKee.
It's a tough one, too. Here's the thing. It's a tough one, too, because Dr. J...
he had Charles Barkley with him, though.
Yeah.
He had Charles Barkley, Moses Malone. And then that's the good. Then you got so Moses Malone.
How much of a separation do we have on Dr. J and AI?
No,
is
it's not that much.
It's not that much.
That shit about right there.
It's not that much.
It's not really much.
I'll go AI. I think that's fair.
The only reason why I picked AI is because of what he had to fight against to score.
Oh yeah.
As in, like, even the referees making they made a whole story about the shit.
It was the Operation Flagrant.
Yeah.
Foul.
They were making it like, well, they get his ass whooped and we're not getting no calls though.
Phoenix.
Charles Barkley.
Steve Nash.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. No.
Charles Barkley, yo.
It's Steve Nash.
If Charles can't be in Philly, he gotta be in Phoenix, yo.
You're telling me, okay, if Steve Nash can't be in Dallas, he's gonna be in Phoenix. That's the only logical thing.
Bro.
Steve Nash had to go somewhere.
Whoa, without Charles.
Steve Nash had to go somewhere.
Because if that's the case, Kevin Johnson had better score numbers than Steve Nash.
Oh, God. I knew this was going to happen with the later teams.
It's going to be tough.
I knew this was going to happen with the later teams.
But, okay, you said Steve Nash, I said Charles Barkley.
Gosh. Blazers, I'm going Clyde the Glide.
Yeah.
Here's where it gets really interesting. Sacramento. This gets really interesting because there's a few. You got Chris Webber. You got Jason Williams.
But I'm going to say Mitch Richmond.
Ooh.
Because even though he wasn't Golden State, he was a king too.
I'm going Weber. I think Weber. Understandable. Weber did.
Like that. See, that's the type of shit where you can't. I can't fight it. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
San Antonio.
Spurs.
God damn it, man! And people here, sit here
who's,
and say,
"Who's yours?"
It's
who's yours? Because
it's got to be Tim Duncan, yo. But gosh. Then. You gotta understand, it's David. You got David
Robinson. The Admiral. You want the Admiral there, but here's the thing. The Spurs needed someone else to compliment
David
Robinson. I think you don't get that without Timmy.
Yep.
I think Mr. Fundamental, he was just like he was. He was there.
And for the older cats, George Gervin, yo, the Iceman. He created the finger roll. What you say is jelly was happening in the 80s, brother. Or sisters. In the 80s. Okay?
So, are we going Timmy or are we going George Gervin?
Listen, we've already stepped. We're just going to go past this.
We're going to go past it.
We're going to be fighting on that one, y'all. That's tough.
Raptors.
Vince Carter.
What?
We all say what? Vince Carter, bro, what you
Vince
mean?
Vince Carter was the best dunker of all time, but Kyle Lowry
Vince Carter was the Raptors. If you don't... Kyle Lowry, yes, I get it. He was there. Vince Carter. I don't know what to say on this shit. I mean... Vince Carter. Because then... In New Jersey, it was Vince Carter. I don't know, man.
Oh,
okay. So you got Kyle Lowry.
Here's the thing with Kyle Lowry. With everything that he had put into the system with Toronto, he still was putting up good numbers.
But he had DeRozan and Kawhi Leonard.
He had Kawhi, and they didn't have DeRozan.
DeRozan almost. They got close. I mean,
But here's... I mean,
Vince Carter ain't had shit.
So, right.
Vince Carter had
Chase T-Mac.
Yeah, but that wasn't the T-Mac. Oh my God, I forgot about T-Mac.
No,
because
you can't.
Bro, because
you can put him anywhere. But Olajuwon was the Rockets.
Okay, T-Mac is just going to be.
T-Mac is going to be.
One of the best players that would circle around the NBA. We're just going to put T-Mac up there just for the hell of it. He's got like four or five teams. But go ahead.
Utah Jazz.
Shit. It's two people. Karl Malone and Josh Stockton. Yeah, there's no.
But who would? I think it's Stockton.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because no one's beating Because no one's beating that assist record.
Well, at least you know with John Stockton, he ain't gonna have no shit going on outside of shit. You know, Karl Malone has some stuff going on, bro. Way crazy.
Last one, the Wizards.
Bernard King.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if there was nobody else scoring 50 points on a regular basis.
There's really no one else.
Right.
I don't think there's really anybody else you can argue with.
You got Chris Webber. You got, you know.
Would you ever put in there Gilbert Arenas? Would you put Gilbert Arenas in that discussion?
You can't help but not to.
I mean, that's the only one that would be number two.
And Michael Jordan?
No. No, we already have him. No, God, no.
But no, for real, for real.
For real, for real.
You do got Gilbert.
You got Gilbert.
And you got Bernard.
Gosh.
You got Gilbert and Bernard.
Got, but Bernard's one, Gilbert's two. That's tough to argue.
Yeah.
But you got to argue it.
Yeah.
So
that shit hurt.
I know, right?
Eyeball twitching and shit.
Told you this would be.
Damn,
told you that was gonna happen.
That shit is a debate so, right there.
I know people are gonna be hating us at this point my God, after this week. So throughout the week, you know, we like to give a big shout out to all the companies that we work with: Boosted Biz, Kenichi Bear, Chef God, Moolah Kicks. I need to get myself one too when I get the chance. Like I said, Moolah Kicks. Make sure to check out everything that we have to offer on our site with YouTube and Spotify, Apple Podcasts. And then kind of what we like to do is just throughout the week, you know, make sure keeping our head straight, keeping our mind right. I think, you know.
Sanity.
I think Winston Churchill had a great quote. If you're going through hell, keep going. Because there's ain't no way to go but up. There really ain't no way to go but up. Right. I think you just have to keep
pushing.
You got to push through it. I know a lot of people nowadays, it's hard to want to push because it's like, well, it's too hard to quit.
Yeah.
You can't. There's a point in life where you just can't quit everything.
You can't quit, man.
You can't quit.
It's a lot of ways you can, you know, accomplish your goals or, you know, get to what you want to do. You just gotta look for them. Can't quit, man. That's one thing you can't do. You can't quit.
No. And just kind of making sure that everything in life, you know, has a reason. Everything that you go through has a reason, and everything has a different outcome. Yeah, you can kind of look at it as, well, if I hadn't done this, this would happen. Or if I had done this, this would happen. Right. You can't think like that. Because at the end of the day, you're always going to be second-guessing yourself.
Yeah.
So you have to stick to the decision that you already have. You can change certain outcomes to either benefit you for the long run.
Right.
But don't just assume things are going to happen based off a decision. You're like, well, that's, you know, that's karma or some of the... I'm not going to say idiots, but, you know, some people are like, oh, well, that's my sign, you know?
Yeah, it's that,
like,
that part that, right there.
That's like, oh, well,
you put that, you put that type of energy on yourself. Like, yeah, and you also can't be afraid to fail, man. Yeah, if you don't fail, you're never going to succeed, yo.
You haven't tried.
To be honest, because that's just like, if you put your hand on the stove, that's when you find out not to put your hand on the stove no more. you never know, so... saying gotta try,
you gotta always try, whether you think it's a 99.99% chance to fail. Hey, there's that 1% it might work. You know, people play the lottery every day thinking they have a chance to win,
and then they freaking win.
and then one day
$2 scratcher. God dang it.
Alright, is this where we're going now, bro?
You put $500 in a week, you know, just buying $20 scratchers. You can't win $10. No! You got somebody to go put $2 in. Come home with $50. Or you go to the daggone casino and you spend $400 and you can't win. And then one of your friends say, hey, I'm going to go to this machine over here. Sit down for 2 minutes and win $1,200, yo. I just had a moment. Because that shit hurt, man. I spent so much money. He sat down and won $1,200 in 2 minutes. He pushed the button twice. 1, 2. What is this noise? It's dinging for you, bro. Why is it dinging? I don't know what that means. I've never seen it ding like this. Sorry. Had a moment ago.
As you can see, you know, LeVar has, you know, problems when it comes to other people just getting lucky or things going their way.
You gotta love it. You gotta love it, yo.
You love your friends, people but you're just that, like, yo, why can that not happen to me? It's like, you know, it's like when you see those people bet a dollar on an insane parlay.
Right.
It's for $94,000.
Like I said,
a long shot parlay, not even close.
I know my time is coming. I'm gonna keep failing. And I'm going to succeed.
Play the lottery at that point. But everyone be safe this weekend. Yeah. Hope everyone. This weather is confusing everybody. So either here's what you can do. If it's outside, you feel like, ooh, it's a little bit chilly in the air, grab a sweater.
Yeah.
If it feels like, you know, Florida weather, then go to the beach. Why not?
And grab a sweater.
Grab a sweater for the beach, because you're going to get hit,
right,
the wind is going to hit you. It'll be like 65 degrees. Wind chill makes it like 50-something.
15. I'm like, God dang, what's going on, man?
But everyone have a safe weekend. Keep tuning into the channel. Like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram. We're continuing to grow every week. Right. And also, check out Jafay Madore at UTSA. They got a conference tournament coming up, and he still has eligibility left, guys. So hopefully his time at UTSA doesn't leave anything on the table.
Also, shout out to the King that's about to break a record that hasn't been broken in NCAA. If he scored 26 points, he'll break Pistol Pete record for the most points in college history.
I saw that.
That shit's crazy, man.
I know.
It's 26. Pistol Pete was averaging 44 points at one point.
At one point.
So, it's big.
I'm going to be interested to see. So, everyone have a great weekend. Keep following the show. And remember, don't be a bystander. Be a hooper. And keep balling. Peace.
Peace.